story. We could have one scene here, end of war, or whatever it's going to be when there is no war, really. This could be in this volume, too. So we have one guy there out on the front line. It could be just taken from Ukraine. And he was tough, and he was going to go out there. Professional soldier. We can follow him, you know, the cocky guy. Watched a lot of cool movies and all that. And he has got real cool weapons. And then he goes out and he's immediately shot. Or after some time. And there he is. And when you really try to show this from within him, so to speak, he just doesn't understand first. Oops. Gosh, I got shot. Where? And he's like fading a little bit in and out, and he sees a friend face, but he's not really present anymore. And the friend is like shouting, "Hey, don't die on me." And he says, "But am I dying?" No. Oh. And then he's like, and then he's out of the body, looking at his friend there, and then, whoops, he's standing up. But first there could be this, you know, showing these feelings of, I mean, I don't know how it feels, but something very strange and uncomfortable and, yeah, of course, painful. I guess it generally is, but you may also be numbed by the shock or something. But, you know, you can't, you see blood coming out of your chest or something, and breathing doesn't work, and it's like going a little black around there in the periphery of your vision. Can have POV here. Maybe some imagery coming in from another world somewhere. It's all very strange. Maybe an arm is gone. Friend working there trying to save you. And you're like, oh, can't talk. Oh. Freezing. Because the blood drains out of you, and then the heat of the body is gone, freezing and white. Of course, that we can't really show much. But, and then he is standing there on the ground, looking down on that body, and the friend goes, oh, and cries, and, you know, trying really think of how must be to just lose your friend there. You know, you were cocky and you were together doing training and this and that, and then he's dead. But then as he's standing there, others come up to him, also soldiers, who are also dead, having left their physical mortal shells, and they are just walking around there, some bewildered, and some are wiser and more conscious, and, you know, we got to put a stop to this madness, because they can now, from their point of view, see clearly the madness of these leaders who are in a mass formation bubble, that groupthink, group psychology and the hate and the fear and the narrative, the propaganda used for what? For, you know, promoting yourself or whatever it is, upholding the only true way or goodness, democracy, whatever. We can like show how these soldiers who are not in the Preta Loka, in the world of the dead, they decide to stay there and really try, become some kind of angels. And some of them, you know, there are angels now among them, helping them, teaching them, healing them. And some of them are taking the lead, guiding, you know, let's do this, let's do that. And so they are now around there trying to get into the minds of the leaders or whoever. Because they are soldiers, they are fighters. We're going to do this now, but now we don't have physical bodies. We're going to do it mentally. And they get trained to do that. Shouting, you know, into the minds, into the dreams of presidents that don't do that. And some who are more on the positive side is like, you know, do it like this. It will work better. Do it like this, you know. Peace, love. So we can put, that's another way to put that Bovar Loka dimension in here into the action.